Easter Sunday, glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah is a transliteration of the Hebrew halal, an exhortation to praise, and Yah, the Lord. It is usually translated as praise our God or thanks to our God. For me, hallelujah is a joyful invitation to praise in community. The many manifestations of the divine in nature, in ourselves, in each other. With this in mind, a broken hallelujah is an interrupted prayer, a broken promise, an invitation taken back, revoked by limiting the ways we can express our many faiths. As a denomination, we have worked hard to transform ourselves into welcoming multicultural communities of faith. Congregationally, we have adopted resolutions and created covenants and committees that strive to transform us in the ways that we live as a community. We wrestle with the meaning of words, the tension between belief and deed, the meaning of religious tradition as we approach major holidays, especially this one, Easter. For we are Unitarian Universalists, and we don't believe in the resurrection. Or do we? How do we understand the terms crucifixion and resurrection? As Unitarian Universalists, we promise to honor the inherent worth and dignity of every person. And I understand this as a reciprocal promise, a promise that cannot be fulfilled by one, by you or I alone. It is a communal promise, a collective promise that demands denominational and congregational living into, breathing life into. A broken hallelujah is an interruption of this covenant, making the most vulnerable among us suffer and struggle to be seen, to be heard, to be embraced, to be counted, to be loved. This Holy Week began with the bombing of Afghanistan. And while the bombs were exploding out there, our own denomination was imploding right here. The curtain was drawn back, and the inner workings of our top leadership revealed that our own Unitarian Universalist Association has been maintaining a hiring system plagued by institutionalized racism. Painful. Very painful. It's a system that has destroyed people's dreams and careers. A system that has driven many hopeful people towards despair, crushing their spirits into depression, forcing them to abandon their call, their ministry, making them doubt themselves and that divine calling, denying them their worth and dignity. A broken hallelujah is our beloved association and our congregations using the code words, not a good fit for us, to deny jobs to perfectly qualified professionals who identify as people of color and or transgender people. That is a broken hallelujah. This Easter Sunday and every Sunday, we are being called to be agents of the resurrection of our own denomination. We are Unitarian Universalists. We don't believe in resurrection. Or do we? Every time we expand the welcome table and break bread together, we are resurrecting hope. Every time we side with the persecuted, we resurrect justice. Every time we risk our own safety, our own comfort, so that others might live, might breathe a little bit easier, we resurrect compassion. Every time we show love to those who are marginalized and are being crucified by hatred, we resurrect love. We heal that broken hallelujah. Brokenness is a heart that refuses to open and grow. Brokenness is also refusing to remove that stone that stifles someone's voice, that takes the life out of someone's dreams. Brokenness is a government that not only refuses to hear and see and value the voices of the people, the most vulnerable ones, but which intentionally takes the life of the most vulnerable. For the past months, many of us have entered this sanctuary hopeless, tired, grieving, wounded. And week after week, we come back bringing the same prayer for the healing of our country. For peace in our hearts, for peace in our nation, in the world. A prayer for justice, a prayer for love, a prayer for water, a prayer for earth. We have been bringing our broken hearts, and together we have been singing like that black bird in the dead of night. Singing against the hatred, we resurrect hope, mercy, and love in our own hearts and in each other when we come together. We are Unitarian Universalists. We don't just believe in resurrection, we practice resurrection. I grew up Catholic, observing solemnly Semana Santa, the Holy Week. On Maundy Thursday, the priest would wash the feet of the most humble people in the community, a reminder that they had been called to serve the people. I remember doing this in my church. As I poured water over people's feet, I blessed all the journeys they had been on, especially those hard ones, the ones that left heartaches, loneliness, a feeling of desperation and hopelessness, a feeling of being only half alive. I also blessed the journeys that brought them back to life, recovery and sobriety, forgiveness, becoming and naming their authentic selves, reimagining and recreating their lives after a tough diagnosis and the prospect of living with chronic pain, embracing their whole selves and letting go of expectations, old ways of being, opening themselves to new possibilities, to new challenges, to new ways to rise and shine and breathe new life into our daily world. I blessed all the journeys, all the steps, and all the pilgrimages, especially the interrupted ones, with tons of detours and uncertain destinations. When it was my turn to have my feet washed, I thought about my own journeys, the painful ones, the ones that needed decades to heal, the ones that left scars and have shaped my soul. There was a journey of exile. There was a journey of coming out as a lesbian. There was a journey of pain and rejection from my family and friends. The divorce, the fear of losing custody of my son, the grief of losing my church and my spiritual home, the dark cave of depression that held me for years. As the water was poured onto my feet, it was as if new life was being poured into my soul, reminding me that for all the times I have mourned the loss of a loved one, witnessed the shadows embracing my being, grieving the loss of joy and hope for all those times that hope and joy was being extinguished in my heart. Time after time, I was brought back to life by love, by mercy, by grace, especially from strangers. Resurrection comes in many forms, and we all have the ability to resurrect and be resurrected by love. In the Bible, Luke tells us the story of the stranger on the road to Emmaus. I learned the name of the town is Emmaus in Spanish. And I learned the story as a song. Que llevabas conversando, me dijiste buen amigo, y me detuve asombrado a la vera del camino. Por la calzada de Maús, un peregrino iba conmigo. No le conocí al caminar, ahora sí, en la fracción del pan. A resurrected Jesus walks the streets unseen, unknown. What were they talking about? Whatever happened in Jerusalem? I didn't recognize the stranger at first, but now I do. Now I have looked into his eyes as we broke bread together. Beloveds, every time we extend the welcome table and break bread together as a community, every time we take the time to deeply listen to each other's stories, to look beyond appearances, we are no longer strangers, and we are all resurrected. We are Unitarian Universalists, and we don't just believe in resurrection. We practice resurrection. We strive to resurrect love every day in our own hearts, in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our congregations, and in our denomination. My life journey of ongoing healing in search of a purposeful and meaningful opportunity to minister brought me here to this place where every day I witness the resurrection of the soul, of the hope, and the joy of this community. We are being held up to the light, and we are being called to share that light. This place, this community welcomes you wherever you are on your journey. This place welcomes your scars, your need to grieve, your search for wholeness, your spiritual practices to experience the divine, however makes sense to you. Whether you believe in the resurrected Christ or in the potential for all of us to be resurrected right here, right now, we are being resurrected from hopelessness, from fear, and from despair in community. Whether you believe in the risen Christ or understand it as a metaphor, we can all agree that love is our ultimate concern, that love is our religion, that love is the bridge to the other side of despair, that love is the potential for our own resurrection. Unitarian Universalist theologians James Luther Adams and Rebecca Parker, they say that revelation and resurrection is continuous, that we are always learning new truths, that we have a moral obligation to build just and loving communities, that good things don't just happen, we make them happen, and that achieving meaningful change justifies an attitude of ultimate optimism, of hope. Rebecca Parker liberated me from notions of sacrifice and obedience for women that kept me silent in the face of violence and abuse. In her book, Proverbs of Ashes, she recounts a conversation that illustrates her journey of theological liberation. She says, "One night, responding to my anguish, David said, 'Try praying. I'll pray with you if you want.' 'No,' I said, 'God is not any help. I've asked.' David said, 'Your God is not helping you with this?' 'No,' I said, angry and frustrated." "Huh. Well then," David said, "this is California. Get another God." And she continues to say, "I laughed. David's suggestion reminded me that I had the power to choose the God I would worship. I had sought a vow before whom no secrets were hid. In this search, long with another feminist theologian, I had deconstructed God the omnipotent, God the divine, God the king. I had reconstructed God as goddess, as spirit of life, as source from whom all blessings flow, as love at the heart of life. I'd addressed her in new words in liturgy and song. I tried not talking with her at all, reverencing the reality that finally we do not have any name for the ultimate beyond. Because I wanted to love and to be loved, the most elemental human desire, I took on the task of dismantling my own internal home. Doors were unsealed that had been closed. Long shut rooms were entered. In my attempt to make meaning of childhood trauma," she writes, "I discovered that the injured child, the child left for dead, was the part of me that had experienced the divine. She is my faith. She is the one who has never given up. She is the one who has been able to preach all these years, when I have been able to say from someplace deep inside me that there was grace at work in life that would see us through. She has always been with me. Her knowledge has never left me. She is the reason that people tell me that I am luminous and radiant." End quote. What are the doors that are sealed for us? What are the rooms that we do not enter? It is time to bring back to life the song in your soul. It is time to raise your voice and announce to the world that you are alive, that you matter, and that you are loved beyond belief. Let me say that again, because it's Easter after all. You are alive. You matter. You are loved beyond belief. Beloveds, together we must resurrect our unconditional love. We must make our congregations truly welcoming so that we can transform our torn mourning garments into a brilliant incandescent coat of many colors, so we can heal and breathe new life into all of our broken hallelujahs. We are Unitarian Universalists. We might not believe in the resurrection as we have read about it, but we can practice it. We can reclaim it so that we may all survive, so that we may all rise up out of the shadows and into the light. We are Unitarian Universalists, seekers of a new song, a hallelujah of the triumph of love over hatred. May this Easter, Passover, and Ostara season bring light and love to your journeys. May you continue to sing your beautiful song from the heart. May you always find and share a place at the welcome table. May we recognize that there are no strangers among us. Hallelujah. Love is resurrected in our hearts. Hallelujah. 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 Now let us break bread and Easter eggs together. Amen. And blessed be.